Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Healing Highway. This is Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron, and we are live this evening. It is Monday, March 3rd, 2014. We're on bbsradio.com, Station 1, and we have a wonderful hour of sample healings coming up for you and also a Q&A show. So if you have any questions, you can email me at clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we're not taking calls tonight, so if you could just please hold your calls for another show, that would be great. And we really appreciate you joining us and tuning in this evening for a wonderful show. And Ron Amatron is here with us live. He'll be also answering your questions and talking about the Creation Lightship. You can also find out more about that at creationlightship.com, which is Ron's website. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you. Maybe we should do a sample healing for everybody coming off of the weekend or something.
Okay, sure. So here we go, everybody. And you may have weather conditions, and maybe it's even looking worse than what it was. Maybe. Maybe the sun's going to start showing. Maybe you're too hot. So here we go. Whatever your choice is there. So let's work with the weather and clearing the energy off of you, especially from watching maybe TV programs about how bad it might be getting or something. So here we go. This is your choice here. So one, two, three. Oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, getting better, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay, so let's do the light beam, everybody. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. And here we go. Energize it for you. Go stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Yeah, so what Ron just did is charged the image of the light being with peace energy for you and your space, and you can bring that up at creationlightship.com. It's over on the right, and you can just click on that image of the face if you're new, and that brings wonderful peace energy to our room or whatever room we're in, and provides us with a very peaceful experience during the show. So thank you, Ron. And also, just wanted to mention that Ron is going to be making two live appearances coming up. And the first one is going to be in New York City at the Hotel Pennsylvania at an event called the New Life Expo. And that is March 21st through the 23rd. And he will be doing lectures on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, also a Strange Universe panel and a workshop on Sunday. So you can find out more about that at newlifeexpo.com. And if you're on the East Coast, it's a really great way to meet Ron and interact with the Creation Lightship Light Healing and Infusion Chamber, which is a really wonderful experience, and to really experience healings firsthand. So hopefully you can make it to that. And if you're on the West Coast, near San Francisco, Ron will be appearing at the New Living Expo, which is in San Mateo, right outside of San Francisco, and that's from April 25th through the 27th. You can find out more about that at newlivingexpo.com. So hopefully you can attend one or both of those and really see and experience what the energy feels like, and You'll also experience that live during the next coming hour during our show. So, Ron, I guess I'll just jump right into the questions. We have quite a few of them this evening. And the first one actually has to do with animals. And it's something that, excuse me, I have a bit of a cold, so I'm sorry if I sound a little hoarse. And just wanted to say something that I've also experienced this winter with the stray animals. And so I think a lot of our listeners feel this way. So I'm just going to go ahead and read this, and then we can address it. But this person writes, I have a great love of the animal kingdom and their habitat, and I'm constantly horrified at the cruelty and destruction they endure, and was wondering, with them always living in the now, will they automatically ascend? And I guess also my part two of that question is, how do we deal with the feelings we have of feeling sad and sorry for the animals that maybe are like homeless or feral, or maybe we have like a bunch of stray cats in the neighborhood that we feed? So how do we maybe deal with those emotions? And yeah, over to you, Ron.
Okay, so it looks like the judgment of people looking at animals and feeling the sadness. Remember, animals are in the now. So let's take another way of looking at this here. It may not be the right way to look at it, but you know, animals are typically outside, and they do know about weather changes more than we do. And they're made to be outside, so possibly they can prepare for that, and their bodies may change more quickly to adverse temperatures. I'm not saying that it's a great thing not to have empathy for them, but from our standpoint, you don't want to project anything on them because you're giving them judgments, even if you feel sorry for them. So I would just try to be, you know, in the moment. And like if you are able, like maybe you mentioned, Elizabeth, possibly people like to go out and maybe feed stray cats or something. You know, if that's, you know, what you want to do, that's great. But don't put energy out to the animal because it's going to attach to them and you're going to be cornered to the animal. And I'll tell you what happened to one person that I dealt with. The person was watching a TV program. They've been 30 years ago, and they saw cruelty to elephants. And just by looking at that, maybe crying, the spirit of the elephant from the TV program, even though it's just a program and maybe it wasn't even live, somehow the elephant was connected to it, and that spirit jumped into the person's body. And now the person is feeling really large on the inside and maybe wanting to eat more food to make the body in that body. So this can happen to people. It even happened to you listening here. So let's do a clearing for that. So look back upon what you've seen that could be, and hopefully it's not a dead animal. It could be, though. Maybe it's hanging out with you. Maybe you like it to be with you. Nothing's really wrong with that, just that it should not be with you typically. So I have a fox that came into my room the other night. The fox was brought to me by bears that I have seen in the woods. So the bears will come in and kind of like lay around where I'm sleeping. I'm get on top of the bed. You can actually feel their presence. Bear energy is very, very gentle and soft and comforting. So it's quite something, but it actually brought in a little fox. I go, wow, what's this, you know? Seeing a little fox peek its head kind of around the corner on the doorway, you know, wondering what's going on. And anyway, that canon does happen. But, you know, if you connect to something and it hops into your body, then that may not be too good. So let's do a clearing. And if there is something that's hanging out in you or around you, we'll just bring it to the light. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. For myself, whenever I'm driving, because I won't see this normally walking around, but when I'm driving on the road, I may see little critters, you know, that got run over, and I always pop them into the car instantly if they're around. Sometimes they're really traumatized or kind of dizzy, but they feel much better after that. So that's kind of what happens. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. And I was also thinking, if you've been watching TV commercials, you know, the ones where they try to get you to donate money to the animal causes, or, you know, they're just so sad and that music comes on and you can't help feeling sorry, or you're watching like nature shows where they're talking about the destruction of the environment, I would do the media decoding clearing for that.
And very good. Yeah.
Crying,
I don't like watching
watch
on
that.
TV. There.
Yeah, you shouldn't even really watch it, but if you do happen to catch that, I would suggest strongly doing that, because Ron's absolutely right, and it's more about, you know, the emotions that you are putting onto that animal, which can actually do it no good at all. So, and it's hard, I know, because I know a lot of our listeners are very compassionate people, but it's like Ron says, you should definitely maybe do a timeline crash on the good emotions as well as the negative ones. So you could also maybe timeline crash feeling sorry for animals and see if that helps. Like maybe you have a specific emotion attached to the way you feel, so you could try timeline crashing that in order to get rid of those cords or get yourself off of that timeline emotionally so that you're more at peace.
And also, yeah, you're right. And also, you know, find out, maybe do a timeline crashes, you know, many of them, you know, maybe 100 or so, on what you're seeing happening with the animals. Get them off of that awful timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Viewing. Remember, it's like viewing the hologram, okay? So let's just kind of stretch the way things happen here, which could be true, but we'll just make this little scenario. So whatever you see out of your eyes, it's like looking at, you know, the you're in like a cinema. So you look to the right, and you see one cinema screen with different something playing on it. Look straight ahead, there's another scene entirely different. And to your left and behind you are different things, too. So they're bringing forth these holograms for you to look at. Are they real? Well, when you look at them, they are real. And they are real someplace, but maybe they don't even exist. So why don't you take away that hologram, what you're seeing, and maybe if that hologram is released enough, using the word hologram and timeline and parallel lives all together there, get rid of those timelines, then maybe the scene that you're looking at, when that one is you know, gone and destroyed, that they don't create anymore, maybe you might see something that's, you know, more in peace. So maybe they want to traumatize you by you maybe turning on your TV and happen to go to one of the, I'll just say like the hunting channel or something, and you just, you know, you're flicking by and it goes through that channel, and you see the guy with the bow and arrow, you know, and all of a sudden he shot an elk or something. The elk is there twitching around and suffering. And, oh, geez, why did I see that? Well, it's, you know, that's just the way it is. They're trying to bring that into your life. So, you know, just know that what you're looking at may not be a source reality. Let's put it that way. It may not be in the source timeline. Definitely in the darkness one, because they're killing something. So that's kind of how I would sort of view that. Just know that what you're seeing, now, if it doesn't have peace in it and it's not peaceful, then by all means, it's not going to be a source timeline. Remember, the source never destroys its creations. It doesn't judge anything either. Which right away you know that, you know, when you're in light, nothing eats each other. Nothing's at prey or being prey to, like we have with our churches here. So anyway, you know, the prey and the prey, okay? So, well, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth. So just get off of those timelines, you know? and maybe you might see something better. And they do want to traumatize you. I won't go into it. I will a little bit. Being younger, I mean older, maybe younger, but when I was younger, back in the day when the Vietnam War was going, in the 60s, if anybody's older, you can remember this. Every night on the news, it would start off with one of the newscasters telling you how many Viet Cong were killed, how many U.S. forces, also died. And then they show you all these bombing raids and stuff. And that went on for a couple of minutes. If you're younger, you don't remember that. And they kind of did something similar, on the first Iraq War. But with the Vietnam one, every day you saw that. So you're looking and you see this plane dropping a bomb and then you see it exploding. Well, you didn't see the people down there being killed, but you know that something was going on. And, what are they doing? They're traumatizing you completely. And then after a while, maybe after seeing, 3 months of this stuff, all of a sudden, it doesn't bother you any longer because you go, oh, well, people died, big deal, And that's, just part of the program there. So anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's so true, and that's a great suggestion, too, to timeline crash the events that are happening to the animals and the environment and to try to get rid of those holograms. So somebody else also suggested in the fast chat to do an emotional clearing of animals and to clean the empathy body.
Very good.
So, yeah, I thought that was a good one. And somebody also asked, how about the feelings towards the abusers of animals? Or animal abusers. So I guess you would want to do the same thing. You would want to maybe timeline crash people who mistreat animals, and also timeline crash your emotions related to those people. It unfortunately, hopefully you don't know anybody like that, but if you do, or even if you don't, it's probably a good idea to timeline crash it, because if you're thinking about it, chances are you've already been abducted onto that timeline and you want to get off of it ASAP. As you were saying, Ron, you really do want to try to be at peace about these things. So, yeah, because if you are already connected to these emotions, you're already, you're already on a timeline, so you have to do your best to get off of it. And you can do that by timeline crashing, which is a really powerful tool that Ron offers through the Creation Lightship. Okay. So someone also on the fast chat was asking, what would be good healing for insomnia?
Well, I do have a clearing for that. Sleep deprivation.
Sleep deprivation, yeah.
Yeah, so if you are having a problem with that, there is a whole lifetime clearing for that online. So you may look into that.
Yeah, that's a great one, and it also goes back all the way through the generations, too.
I worked with somebody a long time ago, just talking about this here, and found out that they were also afraid of, like, knives and things. And I go, well, very possibly you had a genetic past life. Remember, I don't talk about your spirits living there, because that's the way psychics read, that your spirit did this. I see it as a body energy. Also, from there, you probably maybe had to stay awake because you're maybe on some kind of outpost, looking for the enemy to come up to kill you or to kill your group of people or something. So maybe you feel that you need to stay awake at night as you're going to be protecting something. So that's another way of looking at it. They have stuff deep down inside that's recycling now. Aliens just love it because they found a way to feed off of your energy because you're not sleeping. And from there, you may want to do a clearing for something like that, too. So just kind of see where you are and, what's going on. In fact, I'll do that right now in case you have had a past life where you were forced to stay awake at night. It could be any scenario. Okay? The worst one would be that you're being tortured so you couldn't sleep. But I won't get into the negative stuff, but that could be a possibility, too. So here we go. Let's release the energy from you on that, of not sleeping at night. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do another clearing. And let's just assume that maybe, you had to stay awake at night because we're afraid that this enemy was going to attack, your friends or you, so you're watching out for them. And maybe somehow somebody shot an arrow at you or snuck up on you. Maybe you winked out for a couple of minutes and they saw that and, they put a knife in you or something. So let's do a clearing for that. They got you, okay? So here we go. So one, releasing this energy out of your body. And it could still even be lodged in you genetically, like a bullet or something. So here we go. One, typically for most people, it'd probably be above their chest, okay? So one, your body's covered except for maybe, your arms and your neck and head. So one, two, three, four. Oh, man, this is rough. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So everybody get up, maybe walk a little bit, move around, shake your shoulders, your neck from side to side, see if anything kind of cracks, pops. Maybe some stiffness went away that you've had in your body, for your whole life, not knowing why. You didn't know that it was stiff, and now it has more movement. So please do that to see if this has helped you. And we'll put Elizabeth back on. Are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I'm here. Sounds great, Ron. And let us know, too, on the Fast Chat, after you've gotten up and walked around, how you feel after the clearings. Whenever Ron does these samples, it's always great for us to have feedback. And also, if you want to send a longer testimonial, you can pop it over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll check them live during the show for anyone who maybe has, a longer testimonial or question. So the next question we have, Ron, is regarding timelines. So this person is doing 1,000 timeline crashes, since we are just on the subject of timeline crashes. So they're wondering, how long do I run each one, and how many space-time crashes do I do? I guess that all depends on what you're crashing, but aren't they set to a default runtime?
Yeah, the initial default should be about 15 minutes. You can go down to 5,
mm-hmm.
and you also can put more on your screen if you like. Word more, I would say, it depends how you feel about it. Everybody's different. I had one person say they do 50 screens. I go, wow,
Great, wow.
I don't have that technology myself to know how to do that, but you could do probably 4 safely, I would think, maybe even more. I have people who just went out and bought another computer, maybe even, a secondhand one, and just used that for clearings. So you could do that. What I would say is probably do... Since you're doing 1,000, I would say maybe every 100 that you do, then do the space-time crash on it. Or, if you're looking at doing it maybe for a month, 1,000 of them, then maybe every once a week do the space-time crash or something like that. But you can default it down to 5 minutes and do those and just keep on it. The strange thing that some people say is, they have their intuition working, and they go, I got to do 1,000 of these here. And, they don't know why they have to do 1,000. It doesn't make any sense to them, but that's what they figure they want to do. And they start doing it, and maybe they get to 50 to 100. They go, I don't know. Maybe I was wrong about 1,000, so I just, but I'll keep going. And all of a sudden, they hit about, we'll say, 950, and they go, man, that last timeline was the one that I really wanted to get to, but it was so far out there. I didn't know that, and I feel wonderful now. So you don't know, which one is going to bring you relief, or more relief, I should say. They're all going to give you some kind of relief, but there might be one out there the meanest and ugliest and smelliest alien race has you on, and they're tormenting the heck out of you, and they're the bad dudes. So you want to, you know, do what you want to do, and do more than what you think, because all of a sudden you might feel a heck of a lot better. And some people normally say, yeah, that's what I do, is I might think I need 20, but I'm going to do 50. And so, you know, and then see how you feel. And you're going to know. You're going to feel the changes happening. You're really going to know when you finished, when you're in the moment, in the now. When you think about your situation, it's like been there, done that, and you're in the now where you have your power. Because you have no power on timelines. When you're out on alien use timelines, you're not in your own power. Just remember that. They're taking it all away from you. You're using your little spirit energy, giving it to all the aliens out there. When you're in the now, then you can get charged up, because then you're in the source timeline. And there's nothing taking anything away from you. That's the key. You can always do, I now increase my life force energy. That can help you. You know, shrink wrapping helps you if you're going to be out in crowds. You want to do a space-time clearing, you know, to clear your space where you're going, okay? There's also a clearing which clears your physical space. That's the location space clearing. So don't confuse the two. They're both different. So, you know, that's kind of the way that works. Let's just say, going a little sideways, let's just say that Uncle Harry has to come over to your house. Well, no, we'll do it differently. Let's say that your mean landlord has to come over, right, talking about increasing your rent, just picking a subject here. And he naturally invites himself into the house that he's providing for you because he owns it. And then he sits down on the couch that you love, that you watch your TV program on, and you see him and you look at him, and this person has all these octopus energies and worms crawling out of him, going on to your beautiful, like brand new, pristine couch. And he's telling you all about how he's going to raise your rent $50. Pays it for a half an hour, and you see all this stuff crawling out of him. And then he leaves. Now you look at your couch and you go, oh, geez, what do I do now, you know? Well, you can do an object clearing on your couch. You can do a room space, location space clearing. I'd probably do them both and run that quite a few times before you sit on your couch. You want those critters out of here. If you happen to see them moving around, then you may want to get onto the alien attack page. I'm just giving you some suggestions here. You want to clean out where that person was because they invaded your space. You know, physically and visibly. So, just an idea for everybody. I know that you all know what I'm talking about. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's so true. And I'm sure, as you said, everyone has had that experience of where, you know, a person just doesn't leave you with a good feeling, or they even worse, leave you with a bad feeling or an uneasy feeling. So, it's important to address those issues before they become more courted to you. And also, I think it's really great what you said earlier about, you know, every clearing will do something for you, but it may not be the best clearing for your specific situation. So everybody's life is different. Everybody's dealing with different issues. And that's kind of something we like to talk about on the Healing Highway, is how to best take the power back and to empower yourself in whatever it is you happen to be dealing with. Because, I mean, maybe you don't have slavery issues, but you have issues with, I don't know, depression or something like that. Or maybe it's just more of like you're addicted to junk food and you have entity issues. I don't know. So it's basically like all of the clearings will work for you, but what is specific to what's going on in your life at that moment? And that's kind of what you have to do. And whenever Ron talks about being in the now, that's kind of what he's talking about. So you can really do any of them or all of them, you know, after you do the first one, which is your whole lifetime emotional clearing. But really, I think after you do that, even you'll find that maybe you didn't need to do all the ones you thought you might before you did that. So I guess we'll just keep moving through the questions here, Ron, and go to the next one. And someone is asking, this is kind of interesting, I have a great love for my husband, and do not wish to be separated from him in life or in afterlife. And yet, I get the impression that we are really all alone and should not have courting to another person. And yet, love is all there is. It's confusing. I love my pets also and do not wish to be separated from them. And my other love, my best friend, died in 2007. And is it so that I can never see her again?
Okay, well, the first thing, which might sound a little harsh, I'm sorry, but when ascension time comes, everything is disconnected and there's no cordings. And also because the source is in the now, there's no memory of the past. So for all of you listening, you might say, what the hell am I doing here? I don't want to be here. Everything's affecting me, right? Well, in life, that's true. It won't affect you, but here it does. So you know that you're not in light. So the afterlife stuff, if you're still in your soul family, very possibly these energies might recycle and be in your life next time. But that's just the way, you know, the dark side works, is to keep you connected to energies to make you feel like, you know, you're worthy of being here. And, you know, that's the question of life. Why am I here? Well, it's because they stuck you here. You're on a prison planet. Now, got stuck into this dark universe, fortunately, you know, or the earth energy anyway, we'll call it, that was overtaken by the light. How did that happen? I have no clue. Why is it happening now? I can address that perfectly. So why is there still darkness here? It's only because humans are connecting to energies outside of themselves, bringing in all this darkness, along with opening up vortexes and stargates and doing, experimentation with the atmosphere, okay? Bringing in aliens. So why can't it get stopped? Well, tell everybody that you know who goes to church to stop going and praying outside of themselves to bring in aliens. That's the first thing. And go with the teachings of Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself. That's what he taught. The kingdom is within. Very basic. So basically you may say, well, gee, it's like having a bucket with a hole in it, but actually there's no bottom, and you keep putting water in it and wondering why you can't keep the water in the bucket. Because everybody else around you is bringing in darkness. So that goes to another area. So how do you work on other people? The only thing I can give you is the 2,000 year of darkness clearing. And you may want to do some other clearings on people. That might help them wake up a little bit. But basically, you're going to come to the point to where you're working on everybody else but yourself. And you go, well, wait a minute. You know, why am I doing this? What about me? Well, remember, kind of look at if this is the last day of your life, but I'll go a step further. You died yesterday, okay? And now you're looking at your life and you go, gee, I worked on my husband, I worked on my wife, my kids, my boss, everybody else in this church over here, this other organization, the Masons and this and that, and whatever's out there you were working on, trying to get them a little more enlightened so they stop their spiritual practices to go within, which is the teachings of Jesus. What did you do for yourself, okay? Did you give yourself away to other things? Did you dilute your energy out? So you have to look at that really closely and say, you know, I get it. I'm not going to do this. And it's up for them to get it. And that's why I have all of these radio programs, okay? You know, we're doing a lot of these things. We're doing actually 5 shows a week. So look at that. And say, okay, Ron is doing this, and I don't need to do it anymore. If the people want to listen to him, I might be able to tell people where they can go to find the radio program on, like, BBS Radio here. But other than that, I really don't need to do this. Now, if you want to move yourself forward, say, on a project, maybe you're doing some type of project with people, and these people are not in the now, by all means, you know, do the Be Here Now clearing on them. You can help them out. But they probably won't really get everything that we're talking about here until they get on board and hear some archives And for what I have found by talking to people, they, normally the first person will listen to us for the, you know, the first time, and they go, I don't know about this here. It's contrary to all my beliefs that I have in this lifetime, all my parents' beliefs, and but it sounds kind of true. I might listen to the next show. Well, after you get about 10 shows underneath your belt on the archives, then you're going to start to catch on because everything is so consistent. Nothing that I talk about that I can recall anyway, because I'm in the moment, changes. It's all the same information, maybe stated a different way. And so just you know, have people listen to it, and then you find out that you can drop into your heart, become heart-centered. 15 seconds you're in the now with your spirit in your heart, and that should be taught to everybody on this planet to get into peace. That's what you're looking for is peace. After you go through everything in your life in the daytime, you go through all these emotions, everything else, sometimes you only find your peace when you're sleeping. And then you wake up and you get tormented by all your thoughts again. Do the mind-to-heart drop. Get back into peace. And that's the whole thing, is to work on yourself, okay? And don't worry about too many other people because they're still stuck here. And how do you unblock and undo somebody's judgments and their belief system that they've had for thousands and thousands of years? It's almost impossible. If they didn't get it last time with Jesus, harder now to get it, as there's so much more information out there that can take you sideways that sounds like truth in the mind energy. And remember, the mind energy is real. In mind energy, it is all truth. And except in light, it will not be. So, you know, you do get a self-fulfilling prophecy in darkness. You'll never get a self-fulfilling prophecy in light. You'll never have, like, this great, warm, and fuzzy emotional feeling when you have a clearing, because it's taken away from you instantly. No history then for you to go back on to re-experience that. I'm sure you could dig into it and eventually create something, but you know, for most people, I'd say 99% of the time, it's gone. Why do you want to wallow in your own misery that you just got released? So anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, it's true, and I think it's kind of hard to understand while we're here and dealing with all the things that we have to deal with while we're on this planet. But I think, you know, ascension and the whole process of being in the now and being of the light are completely, we just don't understand them. And I think it's more of a question of just accepting that's the way it's going to be, but you can do something about it. And it's kind of like what you say, Ron, when there's a flood coming or, you know, a tornado, are you going to save yourself or everybody else? And unfortunately, it is very difficult to get into someone's thousand-year history and clear out all of those issues that they had during their life.
Issues work for them perfectly.
Right.
You're in those issues, and it works. You know that, you know, if something negative is going to happen, you do something, and a negative situation is going to occur, that's your self-fulfilling prophecy. Then you're on that negative issue timeline. Get off of it. Get into the now. You know, there's a word that you may not completely comprehend, okay? And that's the word understanding. So understanding basically is that you're under something else. Something is standing over you. So then you're using understanding thing as something is over you and you really don't get it. And you know, I'll just say that you're kind of ignorant. Ignorance is a good word because you haven't learned the truth yet. So you're ignorant. So understanding means that you empower yourself to be on top versus being on the bottom. Another word that you may not understand is, I won't say understand or comprehend, is the word asking. So asking is as king. Two different words, okay? As king. So when you're as king, then you're actually above the understanding. That puts you into a whole different way of looking at life. So they didn't say as queen. We don't use the word as queen. Maybe at some point they may have said that. But asking is that you are on top of everything else around you, and you are in control of, we'll say, your own domain or who you are, okay? That's who you want to be. You want to be in that energy, in the now. You have to be in the now to do your manifestations. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, and I think also what is empowering, at least to almost everyone that I've ever looked up to, is that those people are in control of their own destiny. And I think by you, me, anybody, an individual who takes it upon themselves to do the clearing and to do their whole lifetime emotional clearing, to be at peace and really make an effort to be in the now, people notice that. And they're like, oh, you seem so peaceful. Like, how do you do it? And I say, oh, well, I've done my whole lifetime emotional healing. And they're like, what's that? And so then I tell them all about the light ship, and I invite them to come to the expos. And I've actually gotten some people to come. And it's like you said, they kind of are listening. Maybe they get on board, maybe they don't. But that's their free will, free choice. I can't interfere with that. You know, I can only say what works for me. And I think if you keep on doing it as an individual and you do care about your healing journey, that people around you will probably start to notice and say, like, what's your secret? What are you doing? How come you're so peaceful? Why don't you ever get, you know, upset? Or don't these things make you angry? And you just kind of have to do your own thing, really. And I think that may resonate with people around you. And then, you know, hopefully you can inspire them to take control of their own life, which is probably the greatest thing you could do by helping yourself. You know, you have to help yourself first. So hopefully that helps this person out. And I know it is difficult to separate your emotions from these questions, but that's why you have the whole lifetime emotional clearing and the timeline crashing. Because it really is, I think, a whole way of looking at things in a different way. So, okay. So the next question has to do with, I don't know if you want to add anything else to that, Ron.
No, I think you probably, you know, basically said it all. The whole thing is people will wonder what's happened to you, especially if you've been emotional, you know, like I say, do the emotional clearing, you know, even for the people you don't like. You know, love your enemies, we'll say, and do that clearing for them. But a lot of times people, as it gets near the end of the year, as people go into Thanksgiving and Christmas and they have the family reunions and stuff, or just family get-togethers, have something going on in the summertime with all your relatives, but, you know, you're going to see a change in you and be as reactive to situations that they're thinking about, because they bring up the same stuff normally. Remember, they're programmed, and they want to get all that energy out of you. So, you know, they'll pick that situation. The aliens will probably pick it to bring it forth for them to think about it. But when you hurt somebody or did something wrong, and they bring it up every year, and you all know what I'm talking about, and get them to go, oh, you know, and they're going to go, wow, you didn't start crying like you did the year before, or bow your head, or get upset and angry at us? You know, you just say, so? No? And then they're going to go, what happened to you? Why don't you care anymore? Well, I had a clearing. I got rid of my baggage, my traumas, my anger, my fear. Fear's the big one, you know. But, you know, that's what you want to do. And they may say, gee, I want to do that too. I like the way you're responding to all this negative stuff that we're dumping on you, and we're trying to cord you, but somehow they don't feel any energy off you. And you go, well, I'm in the now. You can't cord anybody in the now. You're going to go, what the heck are you talking about? And then you can get into a conversation of how they can change their life. But it's up to them to do that. Not up for you to try to, you know, grab them and bring them on board. A lot of people would like to do that, but it's up to them to walk. You remember, bring a horse to water, but you can't make a drink. No, and you know, maybe you could call a dog to you, a dog will come, but a cat, nope. A cat won't. A lot of times, you know, unless it really wants to come, you know. So it's that's kind of the situation, you know. But the whole thing is, don't waste your time on other people, because you got to clear yourself out first. Well, give yourself a good life. You're here. And if they were to, like I said, be gone tomorrow and you're left, you're still going to have your baggage. Get rid of your baggage. Okie dokie.
Okay, so, yeah, Ron, and I think it's true what you said about getting rid of your baggage, because it's really incredible how empowered you can feel when that old stuff doesn't affect you anymore, and you're just able to be at peace with whatever somebody may throw at you, and you're able to take action instead of reacting all the time and getting courted to these people and their energy. So it really is a place of empowerment, and that's what the lightship helps you do, is to connect with source energy, which is the source energy that's inside of you. And we actually have another program coming up after this one that deals with that, and it's self-empowerment through source energy. So hopefully you can join us after we wrap this show. Just click on the link on Ron's website. You'll see it on the right-hand side of the page. It is really about how you can stop. It's kind of like tips on how you can stop the external forces that are taking your power away from you and learn how to take back the control. So hopefully you can all join us for that. And a couple of people have mentioned a new movie called Escape from Planet Earth, and they're wondering if this could be a sign telling us that
it's a
session.
You know?
I guess it's a children's movie, Ron.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't seen that one. I did see a movie that was older. I'll just go sideways here. I saw it a couple nights ago, I think. It was Nobody's Fool. I think it's 1994, Mr. Newman, okay? And it looked like he picked up entities as a child from his house, bringing that energy into his body. You know, they attached to him, and they were with him for his whole life, making him behave the way he behaved. So you may want to watch that movie. It's actually a pretty good movie, so there's nothing in there that's going to offend too many people. There is a lady lifting up her blouse, you know, and showing her boobs and stuff, but aside from that, you know, it's pretty good for us.
Pretty tame in today's
standards, you know. So, anyway, aside from that, it was a good movie, you know, to watch. Oh, it's kind of like, wow, there's no more blood and guts and gore and people getting killed and everything else, you know. It was pretty tame, you know. It was a good movie to watch. So kind of look at the movie, if you wish to do that, and kind of see what kind of clearings these people could use, possibly. Because you could always relate to people outside of yourself more than you can relate to you. That's why I tell people, ask your friends, what's wrong with you, well, hopefully you won't hit them, but, you know, ask them, you know, what's wrong with you, what do you need to clean out of you, what's your behaviors, so you can change, because you don't always know where you are. Don't know what you don't know. That's, you know, what I tell people all the time, you know, you don't know what you don't know. Well, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true, and also I think all of these people that bring these things up for you, whether it's negative emotions or positive emotions, or they make you feel stuck or whatever, they're actually all really giving you a gift, which is now you'll know what you have to clear. And if they're pushing your buttons, then that's actually a good thing, because you can learn from that and timeline crash it or clear it out of your life.
I got another thing. Let's just assume, I'm trying to think of a situation here. Let's say you live in an apartment complex, right? And, you know, there's a lot of floors to it. And you realize that as you pass different floors, some floors may have a different smell. Maybe there's somebody cooking all the time, and that smell is in the hallway. and you don't like the smell, okay, and maybe you got to go up a couple of floors where your place is, and maybe there's no smell, or maybe there's no smells until you come to your floor, and some lady's always cooking something, the same food every day, and it's going in, reeking into the hallway. And so you know that, but you may want to look at that situation, and you can put this on anything you want. You want to look at it and say, you know, do I like this smell? Why? How come I'm not moving? Because this bothers me. I get upset each time I go by the third floor and I can smell something there that I don't like, but I got to go through it and I'm forced to live here. Well, what's making you be forced? Maybe it's the grid line that you're connected to. You're on the grid line that's holding you, keeping you from physically moving. And maybe you have tons of money and you can move in a second, but somehow that grid line is holding you in place. And you think you have to live there because you've been there for 20 years already and all your energy is in your apartment or whatever. And, you know, look at that situation. And you may want to do the grid line clearing. I believe it's grid line, or it could be called ley line, either one of those. But it's the earth, either ley line or grid line clearing. And you can do that, and that's used to get you out of your particular location to move on to do something else. Oh, I just thought I'd bring that up. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny. The things that we think are blocking us sometimes have nothing to do with what is actually blocking us. It's these hidden issues. And the wonderful thing about working with Ron and doing the Lightship healings is that it's kind of like peeling back an onion. And once you start, there's really no limit to how deep you can go. And like I said earlier, it really does pertain to your unique situation because, like the website says, no two snowflakes are alike. So, you know, don't wait. Get over there and do your whole lifetime emotional healing and see how you feel. And I think, Ron, we're actually coming to the end of the show. And maybe we have time for one more question. And I do hope everybody can join us after the broadcast for the self-empowerment program. So just take a look at Ron's website for that link. And we'll take one more question. And, of course, we'll save all the questions that didn't get answered for next week. And hopefully you can join us then. And also we have shows on BBS Wednesday on Station 1, and Friday and Saturday on Station 2. They're all at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. So last question is, you say every time we stub our toes, or, for example, our spirit runs off as it does not know pain and seems to desert us over the slightest thing. Is it so that the light does not work together and it seems to not have intelligence? Is that so?
Okay, yeah, the light does not want to get corrupted. So it's seeing an energetic cording, could use the word darkness, from the pain energy. Remember, the pain goes into your pain body, and then it starts to radiate out that pain. Even though it's in your toe, it's still in the pain body. And your spirit does not want to be corrupted. So it's seeing a energy coming to it that it knows nothing about, it's not of light, so it leaves. Okay? Now, if it stayed in your body with the pain, now it would be just like your pain body, and maybe your emotional body, because you're probably crying because it hurts. That's going into the emotional body. Now, maybe that brings up an issue of fear, right? Because you shouldn't have done that. Maybe the dog bit you or something. Now you have fear of dogs. All this would be imprinted onto your spirit. Your spirit would be trashed probably within a week. So it has to leave you. The light does not know darkness whatsoever, doesn't want to understand darkness or to even, you know, connect with it, so it leaves. So, you know, some people have the false teachings that are brought forth by the New Age metaphysical people out there talking about, you know, how your spirit's here to learn something. It's not here to learn anything. It's here to express source energy through you. And that's basically it. And if it could have left, it would have left a long time ago. But your thoughts and the actions of your whole lifetime actually corrupted your spirit, you know, through each lifetime. And that's why it's probably not leaving here. Plus, it can only leave at ascension time. The dark side put those rules in a sense, that keep you held here. And so it keeps you here forever, but the light came in and did the ascension every 2,000 years. So that's the difference. So the light does not know darkness. The light never created darkness. And the darkness only creates false imitation light. That's what you have all around here. So I guess it's getting time for us to get off the program here. I'll do the mind a heart drop for everybody. And hopefully you all glean something out of the program here. And here we go. So you have to command your spirit, you do it out loud, to drop your thoughts into your heart. Otherwise, you're in the mental realm. So then you're in darkness. And it will work in darkness, too, but the results won't even be the same. In the peace of darkness. So here we go. Dropping down, commanding your spirit. I count from 10 to 1 backwards. You do it probably 3 to 5 times, and you're there. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You should be, you know, peaceful right now. And nothing around you can cord you because you're not putting out energetic thoughts to it. Probably not even hearing my words because you're in the moment. You're at peace. So I'll just say blessings. Thank you, Elizabeth, and check out our next program. Bye, everybody.